two base jumpers were killed over the weekend in separate incidents in Zion National Park and Mineral Canyon west of Moab. These mark the second and third base-related deaths in the last 2 months in Utah. Base or building antenna span earth jumping evolved out of skydiving in the late 1970s. The sport only started to gain a more mainstream following 15 years ago, as more legal areas to jump were discovered and advances in base gear made jumps less risky. Tom Aiello is the chief base instructor at Snake River Base Academy. He says the increased number of fatalities is to be expected.
As the number of participants increase, the total number of incidents will increase. Even if the incident rate itself, the incidents per jump, is decreasing. Although from the outside, you may look at it and say, it seems like incidents have climbed a lot. Incidents per participant haven't actually, and in fact may have decreased in the last 10 years.
Steph Davis, owner of Moab Base Adventures, says incident rates may also be amplified by those new to the sport.
With a lot of people starting the sport, it's a funny sport. There's not really a safety net to learn it. So I think that you have a lot of accidents with people learning because it's kind of a sink or swim through a learning process.
Aiello and Davis agree base jumping is inherently dangerous, though both think the sport gets unfair media coverage when accidents occur.
It's kind of intriguing to me that when someone dies base jumping, that becomes national news. And then, you know, it's equally tragic and awful when people die river rafting or, you know, even hiking. It happens so much.
In the last 5 years, there have been 693 fatalities in the national parks. A majority of the deaths were caused by drowning and automobile accidents.